There's, Tyler, I think there's something you need to come clean on, man.
What? That's terrifying.
I think there's something you need to come clean on.
Well, I don't have a guilty conscience, so it's not coming to mind.
Do you know if Sean Bajani has discovered what you did?
He has. He texted what? Me.
That magnet I put on your truck the other night.
Oh, you did do that.
Come on, man.
I saw it, but he put it on the passenger side.
So I was hoping it'd be it. There a few days before you found it.
Hey, wait. So wait a minute. So here's the deal. Here, just for everybody listening now. I mean, everybody enjoys a good prank, right? I mean, I enjoy a good prank.
Why that magnet?
So Tyler sends me a picture yesterday, and I'm trying to find it right now so I don't get the phrase wrong.
No, I should have gotten that all along, Tyler.
He says, by the way, we got to make sure that we talk about this right here tomorrow.
It says,
he's got
warning.
Big warning sign. Cowboy butts drive me nuts. And it's on Bajani's passenger door.
It's a magnet.
He's driving around in a silver pickup truck with cowboy butts drive me nuts on his passenger door.
Yeah, how long was that there?
Oh, I think you caught it after just like, I don't know, 16 hours or so.
I caught it yesterday.
Yeah,
actually, I didn't catch it. My wife is getting ready to get into the truck, and she says, "What is this?" And I'm like, I'm already kind of not in a good mood, and I'm like, I got to walk all the way around the truck. I'm like, this better be worth it. If it's a bug or something, I'm going to be mad. So I walk around the truck, and she goes, "No, this. Cowboy butts drive me nuts." And I'm like, what the? You know, you just one of those things. You're out in your front yard. You look
Yellowstone
around.
Yellowstone fan, Bajani here.
You know, not a Yellowstone fan at all. So I peel that off, and we had my mother-in-law's car in the driveway. So I just took it off and I slapped it on her car.
that's kind of how it like, came to be on your truck.
It's probably my father-in-law, or you know, maybe my neighbor across the street who like is good for a rando practical joke every once in a while. So I slap it on their car. And their car's in the driveway again this morning without the magnet on it. So I don't know where your magnet
I've
is.
I've created madness.
I think my worry there, boys, is like how long is too long? Like I immediately thought about like Sean's a good dude, man. Like if Sean was just a jerk, like I'd be like, I don't care if he drives around with it for a week. I could care less. Like he's a good dude. In my mind, I'm thinking, damn, I hope he don't pull up to Big City Wings with that thing on his phone.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, see, Tyler, you'd like to do it for a month and not recognize it. At some point, you got to tell him, man.
I'm all good for a joke, though. Like, I would put it on the tailgate. I might put it on the hood. Like, I'll have fun with it. Little do you guys know, like, back in the day, I used to pimp a 1989 Grand Marquis. It was like a freaking giant boat.
Nice.
And I thought it was a really good idea to have a bumper sticker on my back bumper that said, honk if you want me. I rolled around with that for probably about 3 years. Yeah, so I'll have fun with it. I don't care.
You need to at least break the news to your old lady before you put a cowboy butts driving nuts on the passenger seat. You got to at least let your old lady know.
I didn't know how to take it. Like, I thought, is somebody trying to tell me something? Like, do they think I have a cute butt? Like, you know, do I have to worry about somebody at the office having a crush on me? Look, what's the deal?
Hey, look, well, you need to quit thinking about yourself and wonder them all them people that were driving around before. What they were thinking every time they pulled up next to you and looked in there. To heck with you.
Yeah, well, I got really dark tinted windows, so hopefully nobody saw who was driving that truck.
So good.
That is great.